From Capitol Hill to the voting booth, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden urging voters to elect more pro-choice senators as a bill to legalize abortion nationwide is blocked.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin joined all 50 Senate Republicans. The bloc moving forward on legislation designed to protect abortion access.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 51.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over the vote, championed by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, ahead of a Supreme Court opinion that could overturn Roe v. Wade.
This decision, if formalized, would be remembered as one of the worst and most damaging cases in the entire history of the Supreme Court.
But opponents say the measure goes beyond codifying Roe and would expand abortion beyond current legal limits.
Fox's Jared Halpern on the Hill. Ahead of today's vote, some House Democrats walked over to the Senate. Chanting, "My body, my decision." Vice President Mike Pence says he hopes the Supreme Court sticks with a leaked draft opinion, making abortion a state issue.
I truly do believe that it's a pathway toward literally lowering the volume on this issue by returning it to the American people and to their elected representatives.
I'm also telling Fox News he thinks protesters outside justices' homes are violating federal law. President Biden blaming Russia's president for soaring food prices.
The White House calls a summary of Biden's remarks the impact of Putin's invasion of Ukraine on food prices and supply at home and abroad, and the Biden-Harris administration's efforts to give farmers the tools and resources they need to boost domestic food production. And part of that plan will double funding for domestic fertilizer production. But farming takes gas, and gas prices are through the roof.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Oil prices shooting back over $105 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A long legal fight over a convicted killer's mental capacity ends with Arizona's first execution in nearly 8 years.
Clarence Dixon was executed at Arizona's Florence prison for the murder of Dina Bowden 44 years ago. In 2008, when DNA evidence linked Dixon to her murder, he was already in prison for sexual assault. One of the media witnesses to his lethal injection was Fox 10 anchor Troy Hayden, who said Dixon's last words were that maybe he would see Dina on the other side, that he doesn't remember her. To the doctors overseeing the execution, he said,
"This is really funny. You're being as thorough as possible as you try to kill me. How twisted is this? You worship death, don't you?"
Dina's sister spoke after the execution and cried, praising her sister and criticizing the media for what she said was advocating for criminals rather than caring about victims. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
As COVID cases rise again in the U.S., some school districts, especially in the Northeast, go back to mask. Districts in Maine, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania already bringing masks back in school. A few in Massachusetts also recommending them. Meantime, the uptick in cases is considered a vast undercount because testing has dropped considerably and many at-home test results are not reported. A baseball game gets COVID delayed.
Major League Baseball postponing Wednesday's game between the Cleveland Guardians and Chicago White Sox after multiple Guardians coaches and members of their traveling party, including manager Terry Francona, tested positive for the coronavirus. And they'll be opting to postpone to allow time for testing and contact tracing. This is the first game this season impacted by a COVID outbreak for an MLB ball club, with 9 games postponed across the majors last year because of positive cases. With Francona having tested positive, the Guardians will have bench coach DeMarlo Hale take over as manager in the interim, much as he's done the past few years as Francona has dealt with other medical issues. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Inflation concerns rattling Wall Street again. The Dow and the NASDAQ both down more than 300 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.